We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Groundbreaking for Wichita's new stadium. We've got the story.
Lawmakers still working on a federal funding deal. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Militia members file appeals in Kansas bomb case. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 57 for the high in Wichita. We may get just a bit warmer today before another storm system starts to move in. Our complete forecast coming up.
The president is still noncommittal about whether he'll sign the border security deal reached by lawmakers.
The border deal provides nearly $1.4 billion for new fencing along the southern border, far short of the $5.7 billion the president demanded. But on Wednesday, the president was touting the overall figure that the deal provides for border security.
The numbers are almost $23 billion, which you don't report too often. It's about an 8% increase over last year.
Even if he signs the funding bill, the president has floated declaring a national emergency to access more funds for a border wall. That would likely draw legal challenges. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
The official groundbreaking ceremony for Wichita's new stadium was held yesterday morning in downtown Wichita. Jeff Fluor is president of the Greater Wichita Partnership.
It also helps us in job creation. You think about what's happening with our expansions, our attractions, entrepreneurship. This energy plays into that to be that city that talent says we want to be there on purpose.
Scott Sherry is with the design build team for the stadium. He says the only thing currently on all that empty space is a sewer line running about where the old third base line was located.
We need to put in a new sanitary line before that one can come out. That'll be our first challenge. As early as March, you'll start to see the seating bowl and the field wall start to take place with regards to concrete. You'll start to see steel come out of the ground in early part of June. And then the question we get asked the most, when am I going to see green grass? It'll be September, October of this year.
The stadium needs to be ready for Wichita's new AAA baseball team by April 2020.
More information on a drive-by shooting in South Wichita early Tuesday evening. Pair of men in their 20s wounded by gunfire near I-135 and South Hydraulic.
The two victims were in the front yard of a residence with a 24-year-old male acquaintance when an unknown suspect fired multiple shots towards them from a dark-colored SUV.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the shooting took place in the 1500 block of East Fortuna.
Three militia members facing decades in prison for their roles in a foiled plot to massacre Somali Americans in southwest Kansas have all now appealed their convictions and sentences.
Attorneys representing Gavin Wright and Curtis Allen on Wednesday filed separate notices of appeal to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. Patrick Stein filed his appeal on Monday. Jurors convicted them of conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction and conspiracy against civil rights for a 2016 plot to blow up a mosque and apartments housing Somalis in Garden City. A judge last month sentenced Stein, the alleged ringleader, to 30 years in prison. Ellen, who drafted a manifesto for the group, got 25 years. Wright, who helped make and test explosives at his mobile home business, received 26 years. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In Denver, both sides say they're making progress at the bargaining table as the teachers' strike continues.
The big sticking point is base salary. Some teachers in high-poverty, high-priority schools have been getting incentives or bonuses. But just because you get one year does not mean you get one the next. It's too unreliable of a system, according to the teachers. Early childhood education teacher Dana Berge says she's getting an incentive now, and it's still just not enough.
With my base pay, and with the cost of living in Denver, and with my master's and years of experience, I've still had to find additional sources of income.
She Airbnbs her apartment sometimes and sleeps in her parking lot. Teachers want fewer incentives for some, with higher base pay for all. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Lawrence, Kansas School District is taking steps to respond to two students bringing guns to school, the Lawrence High School, in the last week. District spokeswoman Julie Boyle says the district had activated its crisis support team at Lawrence High, says the district will also have more adults present during late arrival, and has asked for increased police presence at the school this week. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A former Wichita State Shocker gets something done in the NBA last night. Little new point of his career. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
A new Fox poll show looks at how concerned people are with border security. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Need a new roof because of hail damage? Your choice is Choice Exteriors. Looking for maintenance-free vinyl siding with a lifetime warranty? Your choice is Choice Exteriors. Need a new deck? Choice Exteriors. Looking for a new sunroom? Choice Exteriors. Need your basement finished? Choice Exteriors. For 35 years of quality work and working with insurance companies, choose Choice Exteriors. Call today for $1,000 off. Restrictions apply. 409-1820 or ChoiceExteriorsLLC.com. That's 409-1820, ChoiceExteriorsLLC.com.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The state will be putting more money toward highway projects in an effort to make Kansas roads safer. Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas Department of Transportation say the state is investing $150 million. Kansas Secretary of Transportation Julie Lawrence tells KSN News the money will come from reducing the amount that had been transferred out of the state highway fund.
The governor's budget is a great step forward for transportation and will allow us to move forward with some of the delayed T-Works projects and get more money into preservation so we can strengthen our highway system. It's not enough money, but it gets us started.
The governor's budget still needs to be approved by the Kansas House and Senate.
A new Fox poll looks at how concerned people are with border security.
Favor for building a border wall is slightly up to 46% from 43% a month ago. A vast majority of those who responded, 66%, say any border security deal must fund not only a barrier, but other security measures as well as humanitarian aid. If the president is still considering declaring a national emergency to get wall funding, many who took part in this poll are not with him. 56% oppose such a move. And while 63% consider the border a major problem, it's not of the most concern. Almost 9 of every 10 respondents say opioid addiction is America's biggest issue. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Chocolates and hearts and roses. Valentine's Day is here. And it can be expensive.
Valentine's Day may make your heart swell, but it can also make your wallet light. The National Retail Federation says we'll spend more than $20 billion for Valentine's Day, which is an average of about $161 each. So what's all that money being spent on? Almost $4 billion of it goes to jewelry, $3.5 billion on an evening out, and almost $2 billion on flowers. Roses make up the largest portion of the retail flower sales. And as popular as Valentine's Day is for flower sales, it's actually the second largest holiday for floral. The first is Mother's Day. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, it's tax time. What are the red flags the IRS looks for?
Money Minute with financial planners Don and Justin Baxter of Baxter & Associates.
No one wants to see an IRS auditor show up at their door. The IRS can't audit every American's tax return, so it relies on guidelines to select the ones most deserving of its attention. Your chance of an audit rises with income, so the odds of the IRS audit doubles for those making income between $500,000 and $1 million, and nearly quadruples for those making $1 million to $5 million. They also look at, is your business a hobby, meaning the IRS needs to see that you've earned a profit in at least 3 of the last 5 years. Scrutiny could also arise for non-reporting of income. This is easy for the IRS to identify. Simply put, don't do it. A few other red flags exist. Make sure to talk to your tax professional so you don't end up on the IRS's hit list.
Don and Justin Baxter are hosts of The Money Planning Hour, Sunday morning at 9 on KNSS. Visit their website, money-planning.com.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Seeing some heavy traffic just a little bit ago, eastbound on Kellogg, and it was right around Hillside. That was the area that I was seeing that, but just slow down in some heavy traffic at that point. Otherwise, traffic conditions here in Wichita this morning looking fairly good. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. High clouds continue to drift to the east across south central Kansas early on. We may get to around 62 for the high earlier in the day before a strong cold front arrives this afternoon. Tonight, clouding up with a chance of sleet or even snow towards morning. Our low 23 and a wintry mix on Friday, up to 28 for the high tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, west wind at 9 miles per hour and 43 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 8:12, a big recall for Ford. A lot of trucks being recalled, and with us this morning is Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, who's telling us, God, this is the most, Jeff, is this not the most popular vehicle sold in America? I think it is.
Yeah, Ford F-Series pickups, they're the top selling vehicle in all the land here in the great U.S. of A. And 1.48 million of them, at least from the 2011 to 2013 model year, F-150 pickups are being recalled. They're trucks with six-speed automatic transmissions that could experience intermittent loss of the transmission output speed sensor signal to the powertrain control module, potentially resulting in temporary unintended downshift for the truck into first gear. So this thing could be flying down the freeway 60, 70, 80 miles an hour, and then all of a sudden downshift into first gear and obviously increase the risk of a crash. Ford says it is aware of 5 reports of accidents involving these trucks, again, from the 2011 to 2013 model years. Dealers will update the powertrain control module software on these affected F-150s free of charge, and notices are set to be going out in early March.
Well, and the way you describe that, Jeff, is that kind of a downshift on an engine at that, would that put something on the engine as well? Could the V8 fall right out of the ground?
I was going to say, it certainly would put a strain on the motor. I mean, if it's happened, if it's happened to your F-150, I would think that you might want to get that transmission checked out as well. But the important thing is that this thing gets fixed. And recalls are not a bad thing. Recalls are a good thing. Most vehicles do get recalled for one problem or one glitch or another. In fact, you know what? I've done story after story, guys, about how generally people just don't pay attention to recalls.
It's
so important. The GM ignition switch problem, that deadly issue, the Takata airbag issue. I mean, we've heard from auto brands across the spectrum that continue to say that people are not bringing vehicles in for serious, potentially serious recalls. And so it's really important. Safercar.gov, right upper right-hand side, type in your VIN number to see if your car's involved in any recalls. It's pretty simple.
I'm not wanting to do a commercial for Ford, but this truck we're talking about, the F-Series pickup, over the years, it's got to be a reliable piece of equipment, or they wouldn't sell that many again and again.
Look, I mean, this is I've driven a Ford F-150, and they're great trucks. They're amazing trucks, and there's a reason why they're the number one selling vehicle in the U.S. And again, this is just a glitch between some of its software. And this is not uncommon to other vehicles and other brands that have glitches in their own software. So this is just an issue that needs to be fixed. Hopefully people listening who have these vehicles will get them in there.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, as always. Appreciate your time this morning. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso on 1.5 million Ford trucks being recalled. A little sensor, a little computer glitch type thing going on there. 8:15 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today, of course, Thursday, February 14th, 2019, Valentine's Day. On this date, in 1876, inventors Alexander Graham Bell and Elisha Gray applied separately for patents related to the telephone. The U.S. Supreme Court eventually ruled Bell the rightful inventor. I did not know that until today, Ted. I just thought it was Graham Bell all the way, but apparently there was some competition there with Mr. Gray and over who had actually had the first patent for the telephone. And what a long way has come since that time when it comes to telephones. I was watching some movie with Shelley the other night, and the guy, it was some sort of emergency, had to get help in a hurry, so he ran into a payphone.
You know, and have you seen a payphone in the last 10, 15 years?
You would have to really search to find a payphone.
I'll tell you where you can see one. That's down at the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum downtown. They've got a payphone in there, a manual typewriter, things like that.
I think airports still have payphones.
It could be.
But boy, anywhere else, good luck.
Yeah, when I took my grandkids to the historical museum down there, that was the thing that fascinated them. The telephone booth and the manual typewriter.
Well, there's something else that has gone away.
Yeah. All right, it's coming up on 8:18, Steve and Ted, and it's time for sports with Ted Woodward. And we've got a lot of basketball to talk about this morning, Ted.
Yeah, we had some JUCO action in El Dorado last night. Butler Community College hosting Neosho County, men and women. Women started it off for Butler with a nice win, 91-69. Butler ladies are ranked 18th in the nation. They have not lost a home game this year. 13-0 over at the power plant in El Dorado.
Wow.
Can't beat the Butler women at home.
Yeah.
They are now 24-3 on the season. The Hutchinson women won as well. They beat Dodge City 59-31. The Hutchinson ladies are 26-1 on the season. They are ranked 10th in the nation. Then the Butler men last night in El Dorado taking on Neosho County in El Dorado. The Butler men got off to a pretty slow start. In fact, they were down by 11 points early in the second half. A little bit of a struggle, but boy, at last 19 minutes, it was all Grizzlies, and Dennis Higgins had the call. It was on Sports Radio KFH.
16 points a game. Grizzlies pass the ball down the floor. Emmanuel goes in and dunks it with two hands. Boy, Neosho was asleep at the wheel there. The Grizzlies fired a pass down the floor, and Emmanuel out in the left corner drove the baseline pretty much uncontended and in two hands slammed it. And now the ball stolen in the backcourt by Dennis. He drives down the floor, and he dunks it with reverse. And that gets the crowd up off their seats.
Kind of the way the whole second half was for Butler, putting up 58 points in the second half and roaring back from 11 down to win the game by 20. Butler wins it over Neosho County, 82-62. And that's Butler's 15th win of the season for the Butler Community College men. The Southwestern men continue their huge offensive show this season. They win at Sterling, 116-65. The Southwestern men are ranked 6th in the nation. They are 24-3 on the season. They're in the top 10 in the nation, averaging 90 points a game, and they put up 116 last night on the road. Let's take a look at some NBA basketball last night. Let's go to Boston, where the Celtics were hosting the Detroit Pistons. In the starting lineup for the Celtics, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris. Some of the action last night on the Celtics radio network.
Gordon Hayward down the right side, jump pass to the left corner. Marcus Morris, three is good. He got knocked down by Griffin, but made the shot anyway.
Marcus Morris with 11 points, 6 rebounds. Celtics beat the Pistons 118-110. The Celtics are in the number 4 spot in the Eastern Conference right now. They've won 7 of their last 9. Out in Los Angeles last night, the Clippers beat the Phoenix Suns 134-107. And for the first time ever in the starting lineup for the Clippers, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet, the rookie, making his first start for the Clippers since being traded to L.A. Shamet had 8 points and 4 assists. Nicely done. The Clippers right now are in that 8th and final playoff spot in the Western Conference. They have won 4 of their last 7. Clippers playing some good ball and got Landry Shamet in the starting lineup last night. Nice weather forecast today with highs in the 60s. And if you're a baseball fan, you've got an opportunity to actually go watch some college baseball in Wichita today. Home opener for Friends. A doubleheader against York at 1 o'clock. Friends has won 3 in a row coming into this one. And home opener for Newman at 3 o'clock today, hosting the Gorillas of Pittsburgh State. Newman has coming off back-to-back wins.
So they've already started their season.
They've already started away from Wichita, but they'll both have home games today.
How about that?
With temperatures in the 60s to help them out.
So if I'm out on the west side, then I could take in both. Then,
yeah, right? Take in Friends at 1 o'clock, and then you can go across the street and catch Newman at 3 o'clock.
How about that?
There's a little college baseball there for you today here in town. And a happy birthday to a sports birthday to a guy that used to be in sports, TV guy, that is now on the news side, Jeff Herndon. Over at KSN Channel 3, longtime fixture in the Wichita media scene. Jeff Herndon celebrating a birthday today.
He's a good guy. And, you know, you see people on TV and you know how they're so full of themselves, which Jeff is, of course. But, you know, no, really. When he was doing radio, he was a good guy. He was down to earth and he fit right in.
I co-hosted a sports show with Jeff Herndon.
You did
for a few months.
Yeah, you guys did
a
real
we had a good time
job.
Every morning. So,
how old is he, you say?
I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't say over
he's
about 20.
He's kept his 26, year of birth undisclosed.
Maybe 26, maybe 27.
Well, he looks like he's 26.
Yeah.
He's kind of always looked that way.
Hey, Ted, you know,
you know those TV people always look young.
Yeah, and they put makeup on.
Well, I know.
Okay.
But they're good at it.
All right.
Happy birthday to a good guy, and we're glad to have him here in town. Jeff Herndon.
Yeah. Time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. There is danger in the so-called Green Bill. That's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.